to you once again, brothers and sisters around the world, in the middle of the craziness that we now face. It's craziness because we are seeing and being asked to comply, which we shouldn't be doing, but comply with the insane minds of unhinged controllers. Now, where we're at right now, in the process of everything that's happening, so many things have been brought to the light, so many things have been brought to the surface, so many things that have emerged in this time, and the end result has been that they've continued to try to push a false narrative and control. And now you are seeing for yourself the different ways that they try to push and utilize control. And the process of control is not for anything good. The process of control that they try to exert upon the people around the world is control them to destroy them. Now, I'm going to give you a couple examples. I was talking to a friend last night explaining a couple of these things. So let's just talk a little bit about the global recommendations, these global measures around something like the coronavirus that people have been trying to adhere to and follow. So keep 6 feet apart, because 7 feet? Nope. 5 feet? No, six, right? Okay, because there's a tape measure. Right, okay. Restaurants, certain businesses have 50% occupancy, because, you know, obviously if there was anything more than that, thing would just go rampant, right? But 50% occupancy is fine. And face masks, my gosh. Now, here's the thing. I said this before on a different show. All the medical people have discussed that the masks don't prevent infection because of the size of the particles and the rest of it. But what the masks do is they allow for the setup of compliance and easily visible enforcement and compliance to train the general public. That's what that's for. So you can have people telling other people you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So it is for the public to train themselves and enforce among themselves and to reinforce the narrative among themselves and to identify the people that are not playing ball with the program and then to bludgeon them. That's what the masks are for. If you're talking about infection, wash your hands. That's going to do a whole lot more for you than wearing a face mask, which is building up colonies of bacteria and all kinds of other things on them, because people are not throwing these away every hour or when they go room to room like a doctor does. They're wearing these things for extended periods of time, blocking in the CO2 into their system, making themselves more unhealthy and more sick as a result of compliance with a psychological program. This is not for your health and well-being. This is for your training. So, I want to refer to one thing in the lines of the measures being taken, because the measures that have been taken around the world are far worse than the virus. Far worse. The measures being taken, the response to the virus, has been far worse than the virus, even in the worst possible way that they've discussed it. So, if you heard the acceptance speech by the World Food Program for the Nobel Peace Prize, you would have picked up some of the numbers that they talked about. And one of the reasons why they were awarded this prize was because there was so many more people starving to death right now around the world. So to draw attention to that. And the thing that they raised was the fact that prior to the coronavirus pandemic, there's 135 million people starving to death. And now after the response to COVID, the global repercussions of COVID, 270 million people starving to death. Now, an extra 135 million people starving to death. Now, what does that work out to? Well, about 2 million people a week. Now, when you've got official numbers, questionable numbers, a million people dying from COVID in the entirety of this disease running for almost a year now, officially, and everybody on pins and needles about that, and yet who cares about 2 million people starving to death a week, which is a horrible way to die. And that's not to mention the suicides, that's not to mention the domestic abuse, that's not to mention the frustrations in the homes, that's not to mention the loss of livelihoods, that's not to mention the dramatically increased vulnerabilities of populations around the world, putting them in much more difficult situations, destructions of businesses, risk of being trafficked, increase in human trafficking as a result of increased vulnerability, lack of access to financial services, all the rest of those things, just talking about the starvations. But people with means don't starve to death. But they could get COVID. So they've trained everybody to be selfish, to be self-serving, and to be scared of the boogeyman that they tell you to be scared of, not to actually look at the problem. So let's look at some of these problems. Let's look at some of these recommendations. Okay, here's one. The recommendations of the levels of occupancy. You saw the presidential debate where you got Biden talking about putting up plastic screens and shields and bridging and having people sit in plastic cubicles if they want to go out to a restaurant. This guy's just insane. But whether it's a football stadium, a restaurant, a coffee house, any location-based business, period, an airline, whatever it may be, it is based, the business models themselves are based on population density, meaning butts in seats if you're in a sports arena, meaning turns at a restaurant, covers at a restaurant, that's the business model. That's how all these things are built. So when they launched their response enforced protocols at the end of a fine, or if you're in this part of the world, the developing emerging world, the end of a gun, because now we have, in these parts of the world, martial law. Somebody said out there that there's no martial law. I beg to differ with you, because you try to leave, if you're in Sri Lanka right now, you try to go a kilometer and you're going to encounter uniformed people with weapons. So we are under martial law. Okay. But if you are in their response to what? Some outbreak in some fish market, and any place that they have a case, they haven't locked down the whole country, they've just locked down certain sections, but anybody that tests positive on a PCR test. If you've tested positive on a PCR test anywhere, they lock down everybody in those areas. And in the country, officially, to this day, for the entirety of COVID, 15 deaths. But they've destroyed the economy, destroyed the, just so many different industries have been completely upended here. And people's lives have been thrown into just complete disarray. Government by surprise is what I call it. They make policies and the next day they change their mind and they do something else. But businesses that are based on population density, when you create a response protocol for this quote-unquote virus, this disease, and the response itself is worse than the problem that you're supposed to be responding to, these are not stupid people. These things are designed on purpose. And what does that do? Well, if you're in a restaurant, you're allowed to, in your best level of performance, perform as your worst night. Continuously, indefinitely. And the people that try to keep open and keep going, they're just trying to have their worst night again and again, just to stay open. So it's designed to be a slow cash burn, a slow bleed. That's by design, people. And the repercussions is the complete decimation of the millionaire class on down. Anybody that's willing to get out there and go and try to create something, they're destroyed. Look, government workers are still collecting their checks. People on welfare are still collecting their checks. But the people that go and try to create something, do something, they're the ones being punished by design. Now, when they no longer need the welfare recipients and the government workers because they've served their purpose, then those guys will get cut. And they'll join the ranks of the people that are saying, hey, what's going on here? But as long as, because people have been trained to be selfish, as long as people are being trained to be selfish and self-serving and not care about their fellow man, not care about humanity at large, not care about their fellow human beings around the world, because they're being trained to look at self, if they've got their thing covered, they don't care about anybody else. And the repercussions of that is the destruction of themselves eventually, because they will get to you. So this is the chance and the time to mobilize. It's a very important window of time for people to do the things that they can do. Part of my own frustration is the limitation. Because in some ways I feel like there's very little that I can do at this point. So the thing I can do is the thing that I do. So speaking to you guys out there, that's one thing I can do. So here we go. And I put this out there and I say, know and recognize who you are inside of your Creator. And recognize that you've been made in His image, His likeness. You are Him because you're one with Him. So since you are, then do. And respond. And be. And create. Don't underestimate the level of creation that's possible through your deliberate intention. And also there is the power of attraction, be it positive or negative. And this is why they try to get everybody into a negative state. If they can get them into a negative state, they attract negativity. If you go into a positive state, you will attract positive things. You will attract, you start rolling and clicking on all cylinders, and everybody wants to come and join you and help you. You start getting down in the dumps and you're just going to find more and more things to try to keep you there. Now the world knows that. That's why the background droning program of the world is always there to try to keep you in that first and second layer base chakra points in the human body, the root ones, that base level of human experience, always there. Why is every music video pretty much the same thing? Why is every news story that's out there telling you about the big bad boogeyman that's coming to get you? Fear-based consciousness, sensuality, that all that lower level stuff. When you start going up into the higher level frequencies, the higher level vibrations. Listen, when you fall in love, how many things just melt away? Because you're at a higher frequency. You're at a higher vibration. When you fall in love, how many things just don't matter anymore? When you're laughing, when you're enjoying the sunshine on your face, you're at a higher frequency. You're at a better base. You're at a better base reality. So they want to bring your base as low as possible. So that is why they are just turning it on to try to get you down. And at the same time, not allowing you to see what the real problems are, not allowing you to see what the real things that are going on, not allowing you to be part of the solutions. Now, you and I, we can always get involved in the solutions. There's a lot of things that we can do. Do the thing that's in front of you to do at this time. Do the thing where you can make a difference, make an impact, do what you can. As you do what you can, you're going to always see the Father show up, and He's going to help you. He does. He helps us. He quickens us. But He quickens us as we act. See, today I didn't want to switch this thing on, but as I switch it on and as I show up, He moves through and reaches you. And if I didn't show up, there's no movement and there's no backing of the Holy Spirit. There's no flow through by our Creator. There's nothing. So belief is not the end all. You can believe a lot of things. What do you do with that belief? Because what you do with that belief is what you truly believe. I'll say it again. What you do with your belief is what you truly believe. You can say you believe all kinds of things, but what you do is what you truly believe. So you get politicians out there, right? So they say all kinds of things, pre and post running for office. But what they do is what they truly believe. And that's why when you look at a politician's record, that's who they are as a politician. That's what they believe. They, in many cases, they believe that the groups that they're part of, the lobbying, the special interests, the backroom deals they've made, that is, they believe, is that is more important than representing their constituencies. And they can justify it in their own minds and their own heads. Now they'll go say something different to their constituencies, but what they believe is what they do. You understand? So what do we truly believe? Well, if you look back on your life and the course of actions, you'll see what you believe. Because it's represented in what you do. And if you don't like what you do, do something different. If you don't like what you've been doing, do something different. If you don't like the way things have been going, do something different. Make some new habits. 21 days, do something different. Make some changes. Allow for things to be different. And as you do, things will change. You know, I think one of my disappointments around the world right now is just seeing how many people's lives are being upended and destroyed by design and by just the complete callous overreach of these horrible entities in positions of decision-making authority around the world. And it inspires me to want to do something about it. You know, I just need to be quickened on where's the best place to put time, energy, and effort. But, yeah, we need to do. We cannot leave governance in the hands of the criminally incompetent and the morally bankrupt. So, look and see. What can you do? And do, even if it's one thing positive this day, if you're feeling down, just do one positive thing. Do one positive thing for yourself, because many people out there, they have self-loathing and self-hatred. do something positive for yourself and do something positive for somebody else. Just one thing. Look and find out what that might be and do it. And do it with a smile and thank your Heavenly Father that you can do it. You are the power. You are the technology. God has put it in you. It's greater, that's what's in you, than anything the world has got. That's why the world is working so hard to try to get a hold of what's in you. We don't give it over. It is your birthright, not theirs. Your birthright, your power to do. So let's do. Let's create. Let's do things differently. All right, hey, bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email anytime you'd like, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right, we'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.